It is 9:11 at AM 930 W. You better take it, Craig.
W-E-O-L.
I was having a cup of coffee here as well, so I just...
Have a water. You've got a water
well,
now.
I'd rather prefer the coffee. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The water I see out here on the golf course is kind of calm.
Hole number one.
It's calm this morning, and no geese to be seen this morning. Just golfers getting out on their carts and ready to go. The American flag flying high here, so there's quite a breeze to help them get their first ball off the tee, I guess, is how that would work.
Well, we've got a little jam over here on hole number one again, unless each player has his own cart.
Was that part of your traffic report? I missed it in your news. I heard you do a traffic. I didn't know if you mentioned about golf courses on hole number, golf carts.
I know, a slowdown's up by the green.
Yeah. Well, sometimes there's a traffic jam up here at the restaurant, people coming back after maybe a round of golf to enjoy something to eat. And we've got with us the sous chef from the Legacy Restaurant, Jacob Guerrieri. Good morning, Jacob.
Good morning.
So as a sous chef, what are your responsibilities to help out Chef Paul?
Well, when he's not here, I make sure that the restaurant is run, the kitchens run really smoothly. We have specials I have to make every week. We also do parties in our party room. Like, we accompany like 90 people in our party room, and it's all year round. I just want to say it's all year round. We're open all year round because people think we're closed when the golf course is closed, but we're not. So what else?
And you're open to the public. It's
That. Yeah, we're open to the public. We are not a private place, so please come and all year round anytime you want, you know. And we're open Tuesday through Saturday. The restaurant's open Saturday only in the evening. I think the golf course is beautiful in the fall, also in the wintertime. Joanne, the manager of the golf course and the restaurant, she decorates this place beautifully for holidays. She starts off with all the trees that come in here, like coming in here, are like decorated with lights. And then we have a Christmas tree right out by the deck over here, like a really big Christmas tree, all decorated. So holiday parties are really great here. Wintertime's really beautiful here because of all the landscaping and stuff. So
what is on the menu, and do things, do you have seasonal?
Yeah, we have a fall and a winter menu and a summer menu. Fall menu will be coming out in a couple weeks from now, or like a week from now. And we have chicken and waffles for a small plate. We're doing a pecan pork for a plate. Also, we are doing a pulled short rib crostini with goat cheese and beets for a small plate. We're still working on it, but those are the main, like...
How is that determined? You mean working on it? So you sit down and you think...
Yeah, me and Paul sit down and we figure out, I throw my ideas out there. I try to figure out, like, fall food, like stroganoffs and stuff like that, strip steaks. We do, like, different random things like that.
Get into the comfort food.
We always have prime rib on the menu, so anytime you want to come in here, have prime rib. Our prime rib's delicious. Wintertime, we'll always have New England clam chowder. We have that's our specialty is clam chowder, so we'll always have that. Homemade soups every single day. So, the food here is amazing.
And do you bring in ideas that you see somewhere else, or you read?
Yeah,
about
well, I throw. I mean, I check out my own. I got my own ideas, and then like I'll look at other people's ideas and then configure them to where I want to make them. Like, you know, just random stuff. I'll look at four different recipes and be like, well, these four, like two things out of this recipe, one thing out of this recipe, and then make my own, you know, recipe out of it.
So once you sit down and talk about it, there's a point where you get into the kitchen and start making it happen.
Oh yeah. And then we have like a tasting with the servers, which are our servers are great. They're very friendly. We have a great staff here, and the cooks are amazing. I let them do what they like for specials and stuff. I'll let the other cooks decide the specials and stuff, because I like to be creative and I like my cooks to be creative and stuff like that. So we throw out ideas every day, you know.
What is your background?
I went to Lorain County JBS, and then I just been cooking since I was 15. I'm 35 now, so I've been just, you know, messing around. When I was a kid, I used to watch Yan Can Cook and Frugal Gourmet and stuff. When kids were playing outside, I'd just sit inside and watch cooking shows. So I guess that's when I knew I was going to be a cook.
So for Christmas, you get like the pots or the
oh yeah, I get crocks and pots and stuff like that. Right now, my wife is trying to get me more tools because I want to work on carpentry and stuff. I wanted to do some sort of trade because I like working with my hands. Obviously, with cooking, you work with your hands a lot. So I'm trying to get out there and do other things besides cooking. But
What's your kitchen at home like?
A mess. But I mean, I try to clean it as I go, but it's more of an experimental thing. I let my wife try all the experimental stuff that I make here. I make it home first, and I come in here, and if she likes it, then I bring it here and see if people like it here.
Do you ever get inspired by those videos on Facebook that pop up and have these meals that kind of show up in like 20-second videos? You see people chop up, put things together.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I see that. My wife always puts it, hey, you should make this. I'm like, all right, well, I want to make it. I always try to make it different. I don't like using other people's recipes, and then I don't feel like I'm contributing. I try to, like, okay, that looks good, but you know what? I'm going to add this to it, or I'm going to change this to it, you know, to make it my own.
Okay. You have a go-to spice or flavoring or style or something?
I like rosemary. I like thyme. Thyme and rosemary and stuff, oregano. I like a lot of Italian herbs because I'm Italian, so.
You have to be careful with those. You can't put too much.
Oh,
in
yeah,
it,
yeah, right? I know.
There's no turning back on.
No, exactly. You just sprinkle, and that's it, and see what it tastes like. Tasting is what I do a lot. I taste my food to make sure it's not too salty, make it's not too, you know. But, yeah, basically that's it.
Do you ever watch any of the cooking shows on TV? Any thoughts on those shows?
I try not to watch the I tried to get on Chopped. I applied for Chopped to see if I can get on there. But I watch a lot of Andrew Zimmern. I like his show because he seems like he does the culture and does like, and everyone seems to love him. And bizarre foods, I like trying different foods. I don't know if I try a tarantula, but I would like definitely try like just random, like just I tried eel, I tried some stuff like that, and you know, it tastes pretty good. You know, trying new things is what I like to do. So
we're talking this morning with sous chef Jacob Guerreri. Chef Paul is the head chef here. How well do you two get along, or do you have different
He's like he's taught me so much. Like, you know, I've worked here for 13 years, and like he's taught me like in a way more than I know than I thought I would ever know, because he just I feel like he's more of a friend, and he like helps me out. He helped me fix my van. He's very mechanical besides being a cook. So he helped me fix my van, put bushings on my car. I didn't know how to do that, but he taught me how to do that and stuff. So I feel like he's a father figure.
A little olive oil, right, to keep things lubricated.
Exactly,
or whatever,
exactly.
Like that.
You know?
Well, if one of these golf carts breaks down, we know who to call.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he probably fix it. He does a lot of like little maintenance things around here, so that Joanne doesn't have to call like a maintenance guy, I think. Yeah. So it's,
well, there's a lot of working things in the kitchen. You want to make sure things are working properly.
Oh, yeah.
Properly
coolers.
There.
If coolers break down, he'll check it before he even like calls a maintenance guy. He'll check it and see if he can fix it. So
that's great. Well, what's on the menu today, do you know?
Today we have
the soup of the day
I'm still working on. Uh-oh. I think Italian wedding is gonna be one of them, and then I'm thinking about doing a Manhattan clam chowder. So, and then we have a chicken burger with a barbecue sauce and onion rings and bacon, and then we have a beef stew. I'm trying to get more because it's getting colder out, but obviously we're going to be warming up soon here. So I'm trying to think of a summer salad with like a blueberry vinaigrette, maybe some cool chicken.
Apples, now that apples are getting into season.
We're working on some apple stuff. I usually do apples with pork and stuff because obviously apples and pork go great together. Our chicken salad is our signature chicken salad here is amazing. People love it. So if you come here, we always have chicken salad on the menu. We'll put that on for the wintertime too. Okay. So,
now the area that I'm in here, this is the
grill room.
The grill room, okay,
yeah.
As well.
It's the like the bar setting room kind
okay.
of. And then we have the dining room that we have it's not a new bar anymore, but they just built it like a couple years ago. So it's a U-shaped bar, like beautiful in there. Basically, people need to come here in the wintertime, and people don't know about us, and they need to get, I'm trying to get us out there because people still think we're private, but we're not. So we're public.
Well, they got a big sign. I don't know. It says Sweet Bar Golf, and then there's a giant sign that's bigger than anything that says Public Welcome.
Right? But see, we're by the railroad tracks, and not a lot of traffic goes past us. So it's like they have to,
You got to get the trains to stop more, and then the
exactly.
Walk down there with a tray of samples, and you'll get people turning.
I was thinking about doing that, or dressing up as a lobster or a perch or something like that, and just standing out there and trying to give people food.
Wow. So. You'll do anything to get people to come to the restaurant.
Exactly.
Well, it's a hidden gem maybe to some folks, but we invite you to come out to Legacy Restaurant and Grill. Again, we are at the Sweetbriar Golf Course spotlighting Avon Lake. Our guest this time around, Jacob Guerreri. Thanks for stopping in and coming in this morning.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.